This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In particular, want to give a heartfelt thanks to the New Jersey police officers who were able to apprehend this individual. I had a chance to talk to them briefly before I came down to my meetings here. They are going to be fine. They've sustained some modest injuries, but ones that they'll rapidly recover from.
The President of the United States talking about the police and how they jumped all over this bombing on Saturday. The New York bomb suspect, now charged in this shooting, was ultimately found sleeping in the doorway of a bar, and because his face was plastered all over the place, that led to his capture. He was wounded. And wow, what a crazy couple of days, both in New York and New Jersey. And we're learning more and more about this bombing suspect, an Afghan-born American, charged Monday with attempted murder after being shot and captured, like I said, in connection with the bomb attacks in New York and New Jersey, which left 29 people wounded in Manhattan and forced the cancellation of a Marine Corps race in New Jersey. Wow, crazy. So the president, again, who you just heard, that was from Monday. He was there to go to a UN General Assembly meeting with other world leaders, called on Americans not to succumb to fear. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. Justin Duckham joins us from Talk Media News. Justin, wow, scary weekend, and just quick response, this 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami, now wounded again, and as I've been saying, in a shootout with the cops in Linden, New Jersey. What's the reaction in D.C.?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Obviously, this has had a pretty big impact on the presidential race. You know, for a good chunk of time, there was this belief that if there was a domestic terror attack, that would certainly play into Donald Trump's hands. And as a result, we've seen both candidates sort of focusing on this issue as a key factor in this race. Today we have Donald Trump, you know, kind of taking a page out of his usual Trump book, revisiting his Muslim ban, kind of taking a little bit of a victory lap, saying that he was one of the first people who was correct about the nature of this attack, despite the fact that he, you know, made his announcement of what this appeared to be, you know, hours before it was actually determined to be an act of terror and whatnot. And then we had him also saying that essentially law enforcement needs to be able to profile individuals, you know, saying that if somebody looks like they have a bomb strapped to their back, they should be reported on, but saying that essentially there is a sense of political correctness that just stops that. Sort of countering that theme, we had Hillary Clinton appearing today and saying that, you know, yes, the visa issue needs to be, you know, strengthened and looked at in light of this, but also emphasizing that this was not an attack that can be blamed on all Muslims, reemphasizing that, you know, plenty of American Muslims, most of them obviously are peaceful. But either way, these are sort of the new lines that are being drawn in terms of politics right now.
Yeah, interesting. And I know that we're going to hear more about this. And, of course, coming up here in a couple of weeks, well, actually next week, we've got the first presidential debate. There's high anticipation for that. Obviously, this is going to be something that's going to be brought up. The immigration issue is going to be brought up, like you mentioned, out of the Trump playbook. He talks about immigration security is national security. But how about the fact that the polls are leaping in a couple of directions? Like in Ohio, I'm sure Ellen Ratner is thrilled by this. Trump has a 5-point lead in Ohio. Ohio's is definitely a battleground area, no question about that. So we're kind of seeing some movement with the polls, for what it's worth, right?
Yeah, pretty much. In order to actually seal this deal, Trump needs to win in Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. That's sort of the conventional wisdom that's being thrown around right now. It looks like he's doing pretty well in Ohio, as you mentioned, according to the latest polls. He's, you know, doing fairly well in Florida as well. Pennsylvania is one of the states that he's not yet, you know, been able to perform well in. He still seems to be, like, you know, probably trailing there, particularly when it comes to the suburban areas, when it comes to the urban centers in Pennsylvania, you know, Philadelphia in particular. He has, you know, overwhelming opposition in. So, you know, that's probably going to be more of a bellwether than the, you know, other two, not to, you know, negate their importance. But right now, you know, Clinton could lose, you know, Florida. She could lose Ohio, but this would really come down to Pennsylvania. You know, Ohio as well would be one that would be kind of a hard battle as well. That's something that she's been focusing on very heavily. But essentially, in order to, you know, really be a serious contender, Donald Trump still needs to pull off a hat trick with, you know, three key swing states.
Let's jump to the Hill for a second and talk about what's happening there. How are these senators trying to reach a deal this week and wanting to skedaddle, of course, to jump out to the campaign trail? Are they near a deal to fund the government or not, Justin?
You know, it looks like they're closing in on that. There was a couple of test votes today, but it's still a little bit too soon to really read much too much into that. But as you mentioned, they have until the 30th of September, obviously coming up very closely in order to try to, you know, fund the government for the remainder of the year. You know, this is something that's pretty big. They have obviously been stuck pretty heavily when it comes to the Zika writer, this $1.1 billion for, you know, combating the Zika virus that comes along with some additional writers put in by Republicans that have to deal with you know, access to Planned Parenthood, particularly in Puerto Rico, that have been sort of, you know, digging this down. But this is something that's, you know, obviously going to continue to be a hot topic of discussion, particularly as this week kicks off. You know, Congress really gets started on Tuesday, and this is going to be something that's going to be driving a good portion of the discussion for the remainder of the week as they try to steal a deal on this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Justin Duckham, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So going back to what we talked about right at the top, the suspect linked to the New Jersey and New York bombings is in custody. He is a 28-year-old U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan, and they caught him in Linden, New Jersey. The one police officer was shot in the vest, another shot in the hand, while apprehending him. Rahimi was shot. And then they had to transport him in an ambulance, of course. So somebody that was interviewed locally, I saw this immediately by the media, said he heard maybe 12 or 15 gunshots, but he didn't see, he could hear them, but he didn't see what happened. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio warned that Elizabeth residents should be considered armed, the Elizabeth resident, which he was, should be considered armed and dangerous, but didn't say how he might have been involved in the blast. Now, apparently, they found a fingerprint. That was one clue. And then through cell phones, that gave them a big clue about Rahimi. Also, when they went back and looked at videotape, you could see a videotape with him and a backpack and whatnot going to that one area in Manhattan. So there is comings and goings with Rahimi. He is a Pakistani wife, and they warned everyone about it, the Rahimi and his connection to the Chelsea explosion and the Jersey Shore bombing. Wow. Insane. Crazy when that happened on Saturday. I got a lot of pings immediately. Your reaction, now more than ever, how big is security on your mind? 855-266-5283.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Well, party and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. You spend money about to lose your home.
All right, last week here on America Tonight, we were talking about the battle of health, age, the body. Donald Trump, a lot of pictures started to pop up of him eating fast food, down in a ton of Diet Cokes, French fries in his face, that kind of thing. Perfect fodder for the comedians. But seriously, with the ages of the candidates, so many of you have sent me a ton of emails about, you know, what's the scoop on either one of these? Hillary Clinton's shaky legs, practically falling down in the street, and then it being announced that she had pneumonia, and they covered that up for 2 days. But it is medical reports. Who are we supposed to believe? Trump's doctors say that he's in excellent health. He does not exercise, and he gets, like, no sleep. I don't know. I'm just saying. So we've got fitness and health expert Michael Karolchik with us. And I'll tell you what, he's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies. He is a health guru. He's a sports analyst like me and a contributor to DailySurge.com and ClashDaily.com. And he exercises like a mean machine. He's got a cool shirt I saw on a publicity photo of him that said no chubbies. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kay.
So what do you think of what the doctors are saying? They're saying he's in excellent health, but then we see all these pictures of him just downing it. I mean, I know people that know Trump, they say, hey, he likes fast food. That can't be great for him.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Kate, okay? I don't recommend and advocate eating fast food, but Donald admits he eats fast food. He doesn't eat the foie gras that Hillary does. He doesn't go out to a country club and you know, throw down, you know, some Kobe beef, but he does enjoy his Big Mac here and there. And, but, you know, beyond that, here's what you really need to examine. There were some nuggets in the health information provided by his doctor. And the most important thing you should look at for a man is his testosterone level. Now, Donald, you know, at his age, has a 450 testosterone level. Now, what does that mean? That means for men his age, he's in the upper 90%. And testosterone level is what makes guys. It's what makes the guy be very sexually active. It's what makes the guy be athletic. It's what makes the guy also not have obesity. A low testosterone level leads to obesity issues. So that is probably the holy grail for men. In our country, we have obesity issues, and we have a lot of mamby-pamby guys with high estrogen levels walking around the country supporting Bernie and Hillary because of these testosterone levels. So you should be rejoicing if you're a Trump fan or if you're an anti-Clinton fan, because Trump does have that testosterone level, and the proof is in the pudding. The guy still pops out kids with beautiful ladies. So,
boy, that's true.
Right? I mean, that's important.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I wrote an article of a few months ago, which was for the Washington Times and the Clash Daily, which said Hillary's fit for bingo, not president. And I was attacked, okay? I was besieged by the assault machines of the left. They called me a healther, which is kind of like a birther. And how dare I say this? You like that? But if you
I like
the
it.
Article, which is still up on the Clash Daily, probably the most important thing I put in there was I have a friend that does makeup for many of the politicians, and she told me she's done Hillary's makeup extensively over the years, and it takes 2.5 hours to do Hillary's makeup because she's shaking when she applies all the makeup on her face. And that's a problem. That's a problem when your president is in such bad shape, she passes out, but Bill says, a few times a week, can't put makeup on. And I hate to say this, Kate, I almost look at the Democrats, like with Hillary, as in Weekend at Bernie's. And if your audience isn't familiar with that cult classic,
I love it, yeah.
Right? Do you remember that, Abe?
Yes, I love that movie. Oh, yeah.
Great. And Bernie, you know, these guys have a party in the Hamptons with their boss. The boss dies, and they're like, you know what, why don't we just keep him, pretend he's alive so we can still party with the girls? Does anyone really believe if Hillary dies that the Democrats won't just keep her in the White House and say she's fine, no press conferences? I mean, right? You saw them drag her away and say everything's okay. And then they told us it was pneumonia, but she was seen the day that she was diagnosed with pneumonia, Friday, greeting little kids at the White House. So what's really going on, Kate?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. What's really going on? Because you saw, so there was no question she was, you know, she almost fell in the street, let's face it, in New York. They basically grabbed her up and whisked her off. And then, like you said, and I said, you'd find out that she had pneumonia. That's a big deal, especially if you're not in great shape. And as you're mentioning, if she's shaking and something else is happening, what's really there? There must be something else, perhaps.
Well, and here's the other thing that's more disturbing. It's been much speculation, including my article, that not only did she have a blood clot, that she had a stroke, which is why she wore the special blue block glasses for almost a year, which is why she keeps falling, hitting her head, okay? That's very disturbing, but if the doctor said she had pneumonia and she was suffering from dehydration and cramps. Well, if she has dehydration and cramps, doesn't it stand the logic that's 90 degrees out, you don't wear a pantsuit, wool Chairman Mao pantsuit? No, she wears Chairman Mao pantsuit to cover up the medical devices that are around her because she has to have so many things from her stroke for her cognitive and motor skills ability. And that is a problem when, what, the recent poll said only 30% of Americans believe she'll survive 2 terms. Does anyone not believe that Donald Trump is going to survive 2 terms? He's the guy that, you know, is going to probably go when he's 95. Like an Energizer bunny. Hillary is 67 years old, but she's 90. And I make it clear in my article about Hillary, I have nothing against older people. Raquel Welch is 76 years old, Kate. I think I'm going great. To date with her right now. She's sexy and yeah. hot.
Yeah.
Hillary's 67, and she's like 99. I'm not taking her on a date.
Now, there was some other news, too. You're very funny. There was some other news about Trump that he is supposedly in really great health. You mentioned the testosterone, and we're seeing how virile he is, all that kind of stuff, but also his cholesterol levels, all that stuff looked pretty good. They said his liver, all thyroid, all that stuff is normal range, right?
All the
EKG,
things are normal
all of it.
Range. All, and again, I go a step further as a fitness person. I believe if you gave Donald Trump enough of a goal, a financial incentive, he would do 60 minutes on a treadmill. Does anyone think that Hillary could do 6 minutes on a treadmill with two Secret Service people helping her? And I'm not trying to mock her. We are seeing her being helped constantly upstairs. And the last time that the left covered for a president, it was a guy named FDR. They actually hid that he was in a wheelchair. They went a step further, yep. and when he was so sick, they let him go to the Yalta conference where Stalin looked at his aides and said, holy cow, look at this guy. He's weak and pathetic. I'm going to have for half of Europe. And he did.
Right.
He got half of Europe because FDR was in such bad shape. There's
I
a
agree.
Problem, right? When Mr. Putin looks across the aisle and sees Hillary, cough attack, can't even breathe, and then you see a chance to take advantage because in life, we've all known people, including ourselves, when we're sick and not feeling good, we make decisions we normally wouldn't make.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. And that's scary. That's not good. Wow, good points. Michael, what a personality. You're great. We'll have to have you back on.
I would love to come back. And remember, you can find me if you go to my Spartacus Strategies Instagram, Kate. You'll see all the beautiful women that we put together in the Goddess Program. And you'll also notice, okay, that we support the Second Amendment because I've written extensively, beautiful, sexy women seem to always vote conservative or libertarian, while heavy, chubby ladies are always liberals.
I'm going to go check that out. You're hilarious. I love it. You're so funny. All right, Michael Kay, thanks, man.
Have a great night.
You too. So how about that? Talking about the health situation, he's right. He in the point of the of his levels of cholesterol, etc., he's, and they released all this information. Trump is 6'3", 236 pounds. So he's in the upper bound, what they call, of the National Institutes of Health Body Mass Index Calculator. He is in the upper part of that, of what's considered overweight, but all the other levels and blood sugar, etc., were normal with Trump. Health, what do you think? Is Michael right? Are the Democrats trying to hide something? Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com.
1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hanging with all of you across this great nation. A couple of big shout outs to some new affiliates. Woohoo! How about WLOE and WMYN? They've picked up America Tonight. Excited, excited about that. Always thank you so much for picking up the show. And that's a shout out to Mike Moore, Mr. Mike Moore, you and your great station. Also, another affiliate to talk about, WTNW, 820 AM, a place I've actually been, Jasper, Tennessee. Hello, hello to Logan Carmichael. He's the GMPD of that station. And like I said, I've been through Jasper. It's a cool area. You know, actually, it's interesting. I probably don't talk about this enough, but to me, one of the greatest advantages of being in this career is that I've had the pleasure of visiting some incredible, I mean, just incredible places that are sometimes off the beaten path where you meet wonderful, wonderful people. Salt of the earth people. And a lot of my early career, I moved a lot. I moved, I was lucky in a way because I got to see cool places and I moved quickly up the ladder in television. So I lived in the Midwest and the Southeast was great and the Southwest and the West. And I still know many wonderful people in those places. Some of you may be listening to me right now. So thanks always for all your support, but it's great to pick up some stations. Woohoo! And we're very appreciative of that. We'll be talking about some more stations later this week and early next week, too. All right, one of the things I love to talk about is One World Way, because it's made... Yeah. And it's just that easy. So my biggest excuse always for doing a Trumpism, grabbing a Big Mac, but I never ate the fries. So I was like, okay, there's already too many calories in this. But, of course, not great nutrition. If I was running around and had no time. But the no time thing, it's just a ridiculous excuse. So Stephen Huer got in touch with me. I've said this story many, many times and said, you should try. Would you try this One More Way? I'll send you some. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I love it. I love it. I like the chocolate. I like the vanilla. I like the strawberry. I like all the flavors. It tastes good to me. And more importantly, it's upped my game big time. I mean, big time. So, I mean, even my family now, I've given them free samples and they've ordered it on their own and whatever. But it's great because of the ingredients in it. I think there was so much that I was missing nutrition-wise. And because I was missing that, after I started taking One World Way, particularly if I worked out or whatever, but even if I didn't, if I was just walking the dog and then I had to run out the door because, boom, now I've got to go somewhere. So what it's done for me is that energy. And it's really created a huge advantage for me because the protein in the One World Way, which tastes good, I think has really repaired some of my stomach problems, and it's helped me digest better, I believe. And the biggest thing to me, the biggest thing, and I don't know if everybody talks about this who takes it or uses it if they work out or just as something for a meal replacement or something for a snack, is the energy boost. The energy boost and the stomach problems that I started to have. When you're healthy, and some of you may be like me, when you're healthy your whole life, you sort of take your health for granted, and you don't, you know, it doesn't matter. Your grandmother says to you, I say, what's the most important thing to my grandmother? What's the most important thing about life, Grandma? And she says, your health. And when I was a kid, when I was, you know, 17, 18, 20, I'd be like, what is she talking about? Are you kidding me? That's the best advice, and no kidding. She was absolutely right about that. All it took was for me to get knocked out with a crazy stomach deal to realize just how precarious life is. And this One World Way has really boosted that for me. I mean, it really, really has. Their formula is amazing. Non-GMO ingredients, too, by the way, because I know that's so important. And frankly, there's so much else that I've been turned on to by Synergistic Nutrition. I started taking the seed oils, and I didn't know much about that either. And that's also made a big difference, and I believe in the stomach, the little bit of stomach problems I started to have. And even though I wasn't old enough to get a colonoscopy, I got one because my mother died from, shockingly, she was the same way, healthy, and then boom, she got colon cancer. So they wanted us all to get colonoscopies, and I did. And when I got that, the doctor told me there was a little bit of acid reflux. There's a little bit of acid reflux. He could tell it was sort of developing. I was like, you're kidding. And then, sure enough, I started to see, you know, these reactions to foods and whatnot. And so, anyway, it's made a huge difference for me. And I've had so many of you email me and say, talk about that. Tell me what I can do. And it's not very expensive at all. You can go their website or go to my website. You can go to americatonight.net and you can click on the top of the website. It'll just take you to Synergistic Nutrition and you can look for yourself and see what you think. But so you know, I am giving away free samples because he gave me a boatload of them when I asked him for some. And I actually asked for the listening audience, and some family members were bugging me that they wanted to try it. So he sent me a ton of samples, and some of you would have already gotten them from last week, but when we do the nail the score thing, or if you can't can't stay up for Nail the Score and you're listening to my voice, just send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and I promise we'll send you some of those samples so you can taste them for yourself. How about that? At the top of the show, I talked about Ahmed Khan Rahimi. And what we do know about him is he was a criminal justice major at Middlesex County College in Edison, New Jersey. He was in college from 2010 to 2012. He didn't graduate. His family lived in Elizabeth. I mentioned that already, in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And he was somebody who had a Pakistani wife who was going back and forth between the United States and the Middle East. Specifically, he was spending time in, well, trying to get his wife over. He spent time in Pakistan. He went there and was there for almost a year in 2013. His brother traveled to Pakistan around the same time that he was there. He traveled to Afghanistan. So he had a lot of travel. You know, if you think of Pakistan, of course, is pretty much a stronghold for the Taliban. But he spent time in Kandahar, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And he married a Pakistani woman in 2011. So he definitely had these and was, you know, questioned. He wasn't on anyone's radar, but he certainly is on the radar now. They have surveillance footage of him that you can see the image, and you can see that he's got a bag that they believe, again, allegedly, carries the pressure cooker, and then he planted the pressure cooker. It's so lucky. It really is that Chelsea area on a Saturday night. It is so lucky. All those people were injured. But it's so lucky that nobody was killed. It's amazing, in fact, that nobody was killed. Think of the Boston Marathon and what happened to the people there. There were people that died, people that were lost limbs and whatnot. And this isn't the case in this Manhattan explosion, and it's so hard to believe. And this bar owner recognized the suspect from seeing his face plastered all over the place. And that's how they captured him on Monday after a shootout, because he called the police. So he's being questioned, obviously, and charged in the bombings, where that goes and what other connections we find out to Rahimi, I think will be intriguing. And thank goodness for a citizen reacting quickly and immediately getting his face out everywhere so that somebody would recognize him. And, you know, the New York City bomb suspect's father, when he was asked about it, because now it's terrorism, right? He's saying it's very hard to talk right now. So the father, Rahimi's father, who was a former Mahajan fighter in Afghanistan, said was pretty rattled and stunned when he heard about the allegations of his son. He says he was shocked because the father, who, as I said, was a former member of the Mahajan, was anti-Taliban. And because reporters were all over the place, he did briefly talk to reporters and didn't have much to say. He said he's not sure what was going on. He didn't know much about it. He's appeared very, very stunned by what had happened. And people in the neighborhood are saying what we hear, oh, that they can't believe it. They're surprised that he seemed like a friendly, nice guy. How many times have we heard that before? Hang with us. Coming up next, true or false, Patrick Eggdorf joins us. Bye.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For this hour here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Can you believe it? Next week, we're going to be talking about the presidential debate. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Gary Johnson and Jill Stein will be watching like the rest of us, although there was a big push to try to get them into the debate. The Green Party candidate and, of course, Gary, who is going after that in-between vote, I call, or the undecided, you know, that could go really either way. And they say 3 out of 4 people in the country are going to be watching. So it'll be pretty explosive. And it's just Clinton versus Trump. On that note, let's bring Patrick Eggdorf in for another edition of True or False. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Can you handle the truth?
Oh, I can handle the truth.
All right. It seems like you're always saying true. It's true. Okay. So I'm going to, I'm really trying hard to stump you this time.
Okay.
You're there in Minnesota. So, the big injury is to Sam Bradford, who, in case you missed it, they're saying Bradford's injury, I mean, it was so bad, they had to carry him off of the field, basically, And they're saying he could be out maybe for, you know, the rest of the year. He's got a torn meniscus in his right knee. I mean, there's no timetable. I shouldn't say that. He's not out necessarily out for the rest of the year. Depends on the severity of the tear. So true or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
False. I know you're a huge sports fan. Adrian Peterson, the Vikings running back, was diagnosed with the torn meniscus, and that is frightening. He's like the leader of the team. He's a stud, but not Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford is the quarterback for the Vikings, and he's known to be a pretty quick healer, Peterson, but with his age and how he runs, I don't know. It may be a while before he's back on that Vikings team. So here's another true or false. The Vikings opened their brand new stadium with Minnesota taking on the Green Bay Packers over the weekend. True or false?
No, that one I know is true.
Yes, it's true. That was a big deal. Have you seen the stadium or even driven by it?
I haven't yet, no.
Have you seen Prince's house since he died?
I drive by that pretty frequently, actually. It's definitely a lot different feeling driving past there now.
Paisley Park?
Yep, Paisley Park. It's more of like, oh, Prince used to work there, or rather than it being, Prince is probably working hard there, you know. But there's still a lot of memorabilia on the fences and everything.
I heard that. I heard there was, for sure. All right, this is a sad story if it's true. If it's false, then thank goodness. A homeless man swimming in a Florida creek was attacked by an alligator on Monday, according to the Melbourne cops. The man is pretty well known by the people there. His street name is Ron John, and I guess he had a bunch of deep punctures along his shoulder as a result of the struggle with the gator in the creek. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
It's true. 9 a.m. in the morning, people heard loud screams. They found the guy on the bank of the river with gashes on his shoulder. He was treated, obviously, and they started to search for the alligator. They don't know the size of the gator or any of that, but there was somebody that was standing on the bridge, and they looked down, and they saw the head of the gator, and they said, stretching out his hand to show, this guy showed the width of it. It was huge, how he was describing it. And this gator attack is one of several reported in Florida this year, including the sad story where the gator dragged the 2-year-old boy into the water at the Disney resorts and of course killed him. Man, I don't get the deal in Florida. I don't think I would I just don't think I would swim in any creeks. Would you?
By the sounds of it, no, probably not.
I know. I mean, I'm not even a chicken. It's not about that. It just seems like, I mean, gators, they're drawn to water, and some of them have been pushed out of their, they've been pushed out of their normal habitats, and maybe that's, you know, part of it. It's terrible. So, and they haven't had attacks in a while, so it's very strange. Okay, how about this one? This has to do with a lawsuit and a famous actor and an ex-girlfriend. Jim Carrey was sued on Monday for wrongful death and drug violations, accused by his late girlfriend's husband of illegally obtaining and giving her painkillers that she ultimately used to kill herself in September of 2015. The lawsuit was filed in L.A. by an Oregon man who was married to Katharina White at the time of her death. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is true. Oh, I'm getting you this time around. It is true. She was Irish-born. She was a makeup artist. They found her dead in her Sherman Oaks home, which is, you know, in Los Angeles, in September of last year. The L.A. County coroner ruled that she took her own life by the prescription drugs, including Ambien and Percocet, and she got them illegally and under a bogus name that supposedly was through Jim Carrey. she was prone to depression, they say, and had previously tried to do that. Who knows what he knew, but he responded, he said, "It's a terrible shame. It'd be easy for me to get in a back room with this man's lawyer, make this go away, but there are some moments in life when you have to stand up and defend your honor against the evil in this world." And he said he wouldn't tolerate the heartless attempt to exploit him or the woman he loved. And said that Kat's troubles were born long before I met her, and sadly, her tragic end was beyond anyone's control. So this will go through the court system somehow. Terrible. Okay, let's move on to another one. How about this one? You know, I'm all about the numbers. So let's give you a number one. The Ohio polls, and, you know, these change weekly, but the latest Ohio poll shows that Donald Trump has a 5-point lead in Ohio over Hillary Clinton. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
You're right. Ding, ding, ding. Trump has a 5-point lead in this Bloomberg poll that was just done. And this is unusual. So unusual because we've seen it the opposite way. So he leads Clinton 48% to 43 among likely voters in a two-way contest, 44 to 39 when third-party candidates are thrown into it. So the poll was just taken heading into the weekend. There's been a lot of backlash for her comment basket of deplorables. And then concerns about her health after that video showed her stumbling when she left the September 11th ceremony with a bout of pneumonia that we did not, of course, know about. So, let's give you one last one. We had a lot of serious ones this time. So there were some other ones I was going to ask. I'm just going to skip over them. And I'm going to go to... this one instead. All right, true or false? Sarah Palin sold her Arizona mansion for over $2 million just recently. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Yes, it is true. 2.275, and it's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. You should see this place. It looks like a resort. So, yes, she did sell it. I guess she's not, of course, spending as much time in Arizona as she once was. 5 acres near Pinnacle Peak. It was listed for $2.5. They paid $1.75 million for a 6-bedroom house back in 2011. That's pretty nice. So they made a little profit there. All right, Patrick, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.